This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Moving down in my soul. Hallelujah. We give God praise for all he has done, is doing, and will do. Y'all want to know, why is Pastor so excited about the Holy Ghost moving? Because it's right in line with this message, that the Holy Ghost ought to make us move and do something. Not just on Sunday morning, but every opportunity the Lord gives us to do. So our scripture for today, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. You've heard this before, and hopefully, prayerfully, it would help us to be vigilant in doing what God is calling us to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. And it reads, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Again, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Our subject on today, still making history. Still making history. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, we ask now in a special way that you would speak to us, we your servants. Open our ears that we may hear, our minds we may understand, our hearts that we might believe. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless us now. Preach, Holy Ghost, preach. In Jesus' name, amen. Still making history. Well, let me ask you a question, church. When is Black History Month for First African Baptist Church? Every month, every day, every week. We are constantly making history. Now, please note, we are historic, but we're not hysteric. Yeah. We are steeped in history, but not stuck in history. We realize that we are modern, we're historic congregation with a modern determination where love makes the difference. God has blessed us in so many different ways. And we've already heard today that we celebrate Women's History Month and all the women of history who have impacted our community, impacted our nation, impacted this world. We remember and salute the life and legacy of all these so many women. And I want to take time right now for each one of you to think of one or two women that have impacted your life or women that you know through history that have done great things that we celebrate on today. Just take time to call a couple of names out. Everybody, take time to think of at least one name. And if you can't think of a name, you might better call your mama. Thank you, George. You did that. All right. So on the count of three, go ahead. Everybody just shout names of those women who you've known through history. One, two, three. Amen. Amen. God has blessed us. Realizing that God is still at work and we're still making history, let's look at how we can and should continue the great legacy God has given us. How can we do this? How can we move forward? And I'm so grateful for how God has blessed us. When we talk about women down through the years, we talk about the women here at First African Baptist Church down through the years. I can't tell you any of our, at one point, those who were our young adult ministry, And some go, their parents go back to Sister Katie Rogers and Myrta Bird, you know, and they talk about, you know, all of what those women did and bringing them up through the cradle roll and all of that. There are so many names, so many legacies that we have of those who have diligently worked. But yet for us, how are we still making history? What does it mean to us? Well, the first thing we need to do is to be ready. Be ready. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God." It says, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors. An ambassador must be in a position to represent the entity from which the ambassador was sent. We are ambassadors for Christ. Put yourself in a position to be used by God. Get yourself ready to continue the rich legacy God has given us. In order to do this, in order to be ready, there's something we must do. I said we must be ready to continue to do the work God has for us to do. But in order to be ready, there's something else we must do. We must first be prayerful. Keep making history and doing the things that God needs us to do, because we are constantly taking time to talk to him. We're doing it on the strength that God has given us. And I want you to know, around First African Baptist Church, we have some mighty prayer warriors. Woo. We got some prayer warriors connected with First African Baptist Church. I'm talking about some folk that will pray, some women of God who will pray night and day, in season, out of season, good, bad, things going right, things going wrong. Women of God who don't mind praying and praising God. Okay, we got some men of God too who like to pray and praise God. But we have to be willing to pray and seek God's face. We have to constantly be in prayer, constantly letting God be ahead of us of whatever we're seeking and wanting to do. God would show us and teach us, but we have to be in prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Sometimes when we're praying because the things didn't go the way we want them to go. But we do have to take time to say, "Lord, I thank you, for it's not any worse than it is." You got to take time to give God thanks for what he's already done. We know you need that other house, but thank God for the house you got right now. We know you need a bigger car, but thank him for the car you have right now. I never forget when we had opportunity to go to Grace House to be with those who were homeless for Christmas, and we went to sort of cheer them up. I never forget. It's just embedded in my mind that how we went there to cheer them up, we're looking all sad because y'all in a homeless shelter and it's Christmas. So what kind of face you put on when you go in a homeless shelter to celebrate Christmas and they're there in the homeless shelter with other strangers? But we walked in there, one of the ladies stood up, she said, excuse me, y'all, I don't mean no offense, but why y'all looking like that? I want y'all to know God is good. God is great. This is my temporary situation right now. And I'm so grateful for what God is about to do. I'm praying every day. Come on, let's take time right now to pray. Well, we had a great time that night, I'm telling you. But God is using us and depending upon us to be ready. And we must be ready by being prayerful. But not only just prayerful, we must be present. Yes, sir. Yeah, can't just pray and stay. We have to pray and be present. What are you talking about? If and when we pray, we should be ready to be used by God by being present where he wants us to be. So we can do what he wants us to do. Be where God can use you. Be ready by being prayerful and by being present. What do you mean by being present? Being present in the life of others. Be present to make a difference in this world. Be present to make a difference by them being able to see your good works and giving God glory. Be present so you could be used. And I know some people say, "Well, Pastor, you know, I'm online right now. I can't really go anywhere. I can't really do a whole lot." But look, in this technological world, you can still be present in the lives of others. You could be present on your phone. You could be present through social media platform. Wherever you are, you can be present. And where you are, make sure others know whose side you're on. Wherever you are, make sure people know that you serve a God who loves, a God who cares. There are so many people who are so despondent. There are so many people who are so hurt. There are so many people who are so depressed. Some people only listen to the news, and they get so depressed about the elections coming up. They get so depressed about this or that. There's enough depressing news to come on. We know around here, if it bleeds, it leads. And we begin to watch all that stuff, and if nobody got shot and killed in Savannah, they'll show you somebody got shot and killed in Statesboro. If nobody got shot and killed in Statesboro, they go all the way to Buford, find somebody who's been shot and killed. Nobody got shot and killed in Statesboro or Buford or Savannah, they go all the way to New York and find somebody. But the point I'm trying to get to is that we have to understand that we have news, and our news is good news. Y'all got to let them know, we have good news. God has blessed us in a special way, but we have to be present in the lives of others. I know we live in a society now where people don't want to be bothered. I know that. We don't know how neighbors are. We don't want to talk to anybody. We don't want anybody to talk to us. But God has placed you where you are for a specific reason. And I want you to know that he's gifted you like he's gifted you, and he's placed you where you're placed so you can be actually do the work he called you to do. We need to be present in the life of others. Present, whatever way you could do that. Secondly, not only must you be ready to do God's will and be ready to use by God, you have to be led. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We are ambassadors, and God is making his appeal through us. God is making his appeal through us. Now I know you've been thinking that God making his appeal through Pastor. And I am a part of us. But God also is making his appeal through you. Amen. See, I know when I preach and I stand like this before y'all, I know somebody saying, I'm so glad he's telling them. But if in fact you are saved, God is making his appeal through you. That's right. And matter of fact, you can make a better appeal than I can. Yeah. Because you saw that some of the folk don't really know you saved. You ain't really tell them you say, but you around them. You don't do any bad stuff around them, but you around them. And, you know, this is guerrilla warfare. You know, you dress like they dress. You look like they look. You work where they work. You talk like they talk. And then when you say, hey, God really loves you. God cares about you. He cares about what you're going through. When folks start sharing with you all the bad stuff happening in their lives, you don't have to turn back and share all the bad stuff happening in your life. No. Oh, you know my man, he just treat me bad. I don't know how he treat. Oh, he treats you bad. Man, mine treat me worse than that. No. I know someone who loves you in spite of what you're going through. I know someone who can make a way out of no way, who can be a bridge over troubled water. I know somebody who has helped me in the midst of my difficult times. I know somebody when I didn't have a dime, he was the one that turned around and blessed me in a way I didn't know I would be blessed. I give God the praise, the honor, the glory for the things he has done, is doing, and what I know he will do in my life. Yeah, we are ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. Can you imagine God want to make his appeal through us? Well, okay, let me back up. Y'all know how sometimes we don't want anybody to speak on our behalf. Well, okay, all right. Let me put it another way. There's sometimes if you're going up for a job, you don't put everybody down for a reference for you. Amen. Amen. You put down certain folk. All right. I don't know if I said this publicly before. I haven't said this publicly. I've said it before, but not publicly. I'm gonna say it publicly. I can say it now. I've been here 42 years, so I can say it now. Let me tell you. When First African was looking to get a pastor, I don't know if First African knew I know this, but they had a private investigator investigating me. And so he was checking me out all different places. He was trying to find out what he could find out about me, anything I've been doing wrong, have I been locked up, anything like that. And I'll never forget it. We were at home, and he called me in Albany, Georgia. And he said, hey, My name is so-and-so. Can you tell me the name of somebody who don't like you? I said, excuse me? He said, can you tell me the name of somebody who you know that just don't like you? And I'm like, okay. I know I might have stupid across my head, but I said, oh, no, can you help me with this? He said, well, we're investigating you from First African Baptist Church, and we just can't find nobody to say nothing bad about you. And I couldn't think of anybody. But I'm trying to tell you that, think about it. God, woo, y'all got to hear me. God has decided to make his appeal through you. God, the great creator, sustainer, redeemer of life, the one who has everything, he has chosen to make his appeal to this world through you and me. Oh, don't talk about, I'm not as saved as you are. No, you just saved or unsaved. Ain't nobody more saved than somebody else. I heard a song say, I need a little more Jesus. You can't get a little more Jesus. Either you have Jesus or you don't have him. All right? Either you're saved or you're not saved. And because you're saved, don't let Satan steal from you what God has for you to share with somebody else. I don't care how young, how old you are. God has placed it in you so others can come to know Christ through you. He is making his appeal through us. God chooses to speak and work through you, through me, through us. All right, I need you to say this and type this in here. God is making his appeal through me. Oh, no, no. Every saved person, I need you to say that this morning. God is making his appeal through me. I gotta stop them just for a moment. God, listen, I know you thought God would only make his appeal to people who are perfect. If he was doing that, there'll be nobody appealing. We all have sinned and come short, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift that God gives us is eternal life. So God wants to use every last one of us, and it's not a mistake that you've been through what you've been through. When you are saved, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So when we love God, God is working through you, and you can use even what has happened in your life to help somebody else come to know who he is. God chooses to reach others through using us. That's why we must be in prayer. That's why we must be present so God can use us, but not in a willy-nilly way. No, no. But under his guidance. We must be led by God. We are led through his word. God clearly teaches us what we ought to do and how we ought to live and what we ought to do. He tells us what we ought to do, even when we don't think that it's going to work. How many times have you read in God's word something that you ought to do, you know to do, and you just thought it ain't going to work, I ain't going to do it? Yeah, God told us some things to do. All right? He tells us to forgive. Yeah, it ain't gonna make no difference. You know them. I know them. I've been knowing them all my life. God told me, forgive them. Why forgive them? And when you don't forgive them, you keep holding on to all this stuff, and you get mad every time you think about what you didn't forgive them for. I like to use it all the time, how we talk about, you know, how you upset with somebody. Somebody does something real bad, and you mad at them. And you just upset. You can't stand them. You don't want to see them. They got your last nerve. You can't sleep. And you come to church. And you come to worship God. You come to praise God. And you having a good time. Holy Ghost, save me. The Holy Ghost. And then they walk in. And they come in, hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey. Forgiveness really is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. And the word of God helps us with that. Listen, God needs us to continue to make history in our everyday lives. God is doing his best to free you up so you can do his will. We must be led by the one we represent. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. Had a great opportunity of talking with Reverend Matthew Southall Brown, Jr. See, I know y'all see, if I said senior, y'all would have been saying, wait a minute, Pastor. I had a conversation with Reverend Matthew Southall Brown, Jr. He shared a ministry initiative that deals with talking instead of talking it out instead of shooting it out, or something like that. Talk it out instead of shooting. And he was telling me how he was led by the Holy Spirit to talk to a group of young men, and he was just led to go talk to them. He normally wouldn't have done this, but he was led to go speak to these young men who was just standing on the corner. And he went and started talking to them, had a conversation, and just talked with them, and they shared with him, he shared with them. And then he was saying, the Holy Spirit kind of led me, you know, okay, that's enough. And then so as he was leaving, one of the young men said to him, sir, I'm so glad you took time to talk to me, because I was going to shoot somebody today. I'm not going to do that now. Amen. That was a historic move. A move that God places in all of us when we are obedient to the power who lives in us. God is constantly telling us what we ought to do or when we ought to do it, but we have to say, Lord, I hear you. I will do what you ask me to do so your will can be done in my life. We must be ready. And we must prepare through prayer and being present so we can be led to do God's will. But lastly, we must, not only must be ready, yeah, and we must be led, but we must be used. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. In other words, don't just pray and be present and be led, but go all the way. Allow God to use you. Just say yes to his will and his way. Be used in continuing the great legacy God has given us. History is not just what happened during the chattel slavery and during the Civil War and segregation and Jim Crow era. History is being made even today by you and by me, by us allowing God to use us intentionally because we are ready and we're positioned to be used by God. Oh, I don't know what all God has for every last one of you. I don't know what God has placed within you. I don't know the various gifts he's given you. I don't know exactly what God is birthing in you and want to get out of you, but it will affect more than you and your family. It's something God has placed in you that would affect this entire world. You just got to say, yes, Lord. You just got to pray and then allow God to let you do it, and then you get up and do it. He's gifted. God has gifted you God has gifted you so he can use you. He didn't just gift you just so you can have a wonderful gift and talk about how gifted you are. He's gifted you so he can use you. God has prepared you so he can maximize what he's placed in you. Allow God to use you. Ron Canola puts it this way: if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, and speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Again, our major verse, our primary verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So what happens? What happened before this? Because normally wherever you see a therefore, we need to find out why it's there or what's it there for. Yeah. So what comes before the therefore? What comes before verse 20? Let's look at verse 17. Verse 17 says in 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Wow. That's verse 17. Therefore. But verse 17 starts with a therefore. So what is it therefore? Well, what comes before the therefore in verse 17? Let's go back to verse 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 5, 14-15 says, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this,
that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Woo! What has God done? God, listen, let me just read it again. Let me just read it again before I say what it is. It says, for the love of Christ controls us. Because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Christ died so we may live, but no longer live for ourselves. He's died that we might live and make history in the lives of others, including our families and ourselves. We live so we can make sacrifices. We live so God can get glory. The God of history is the God in history who allows us to continue making history by being used by him as he leads us, as he guides us, moment by moment, step by step, hardship and tribulation by hardship and tribulation. He tells us to hang in there because weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There are so many people who are depending on you, depending on me, depending on us to give them the good news of how much God loves them, to give them an opportunity to see how great God is, what he constantly does in our lives. I'm not talking about being super holy. I'm just talking about being who God has created you to be. But you do know you are holy. You do know he has made you holy. You do know that he has made you as one who don't have to hold your head down and act as if you are so sinful and you are so terrible, you are so dirty that nobody want to hear anything you got to say. No. He's made us clean, and that's why we come to represent Christ on today. Well, how did he make us clean? I'm so glad you asked. He sent his son through 42 generations who came to this earth and went about doing good. Out of all the good Jesus did, folk talked about him, ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. But look at our Lord and Savior. He kept on living a perfect life. He kept on doing what was right. He kept on being an example to us on how we ought to live, how we ought to love, how we ought to give, how we ought to forgive. He kept on doing that so he would be the perfect example, not just the perfect example, so he could be the perfect sacrifice for all of your sins and all of my sins. I get excited because the fact that Jesus loved us so much that he allowed men to arrest him. He allowed them to take him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He allowed them to whip him all night long for your sins and my sins. He allowed them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head. He loved us so much that he hung on the cross for all of your sins and all of my sins. He hung on the cross and the blood ran from his veins. The Bible says, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for every bad thing we ever done. He died for every wrong thing we've ever said. He died for everything that we could have messed up, every way we messed up. He died for all of that stuff. That allows us to be holy enough to do the work he wants us to do. I said he died. Do you understand that he died for all of our sins? What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Bible says he died, but the story doesn't stop there. They place him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, stayed there all day Saturday, stayed there all night Saturday, but early, I said early, on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power, power over the grave, victory over death, and then he ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit, why? To live in us, and to guide us and to direct us, because he's already made history, but he's still making history in us, in the person of the Holy Spirit. So you don't have to get all high-minded about all the great things that God would have you to do, because Jesus says, greater works than he have done, we will do. We got to believe God's word. We got to seek to do the work God called us to do. We got to do more than just Sunday morning. We got to do Monday. We got to do Tuesday. We got to do Wednesday. We got to do Thursday. We got to do Friday. We got to do Friday night. We got to do Saturday. got to do Saturday night. We got to do everything the Lord has given us to do. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use me. Allow God to have his way. And when he uses us the way he wants to use us, just tell the Lord, thank you for using me, God. Thank you for touching my heart. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for being my bridge over troubled waters. Thank you for being with me when I didn't know I needed you to be with me. I thank you in everything you've done and everything you're doing. Come on, let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We're still making history every day of your life in the things you say and the things you do. We're still making history because God is still God all by himself. We got to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. However, if there are those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have that opportunity right now. You have an opportunity. Well, you know, I haven't been in that number of the folk who are saved. I haven't been in that number of the folk who can say, the Lord is on my side. But I want on today to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If you're online or in the building, we'll give you an opportunity right now to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I'll pray a prayer. In this prayer, it says that if you shall confess your mouth to Lord Jesus, the Bible says, if you shall confess your mouth to Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. That's all it takes. Acknowledging your sin. Give that to God. Say, God, help me to be what you want me to be. In this prayer, I pray, if you're online, if you're in the building, and you want to accept Christ into your life right now, you can whisper this prayer to receive him into your life, and we'll take it from there. Here's the prayer we can pray if you want to accept him today. You say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you're here today, if you're online, go ahead and type the word saved, S-A-V-E-D. If you're here today and you want to accept Christ, by praying that prayer, you've already accepted Christ. But if on top of accepting Christ, you would like to be a member of First African Baptist Church, we invite you to walk down the aisles, give us your hand, as you've already given God your heart. Won't you come? Let us stand for our benediction. God bless you. So glad to see y'all. Y'all look so great today. Y'all look so great. God bless you. Thank you. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, we thank you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. God, we ask now that you would keep us and strengthen us and bless us as only you can. Guide us and direct us, God, that as we're still making history, that we're making it as you would have us to make it, doing what you would have us do. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And God, we ask that you will bless the food that will be received that may be nourishing to all of our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.